USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's on-again, off-again visit to Taiwan is curious. According to Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, he was on Newsmax and he says the United States needs to back Taiwan.
I think we need to stand by Taiwan. And I support continuing to sell arms to Taiwan and doing all we can to build up enough defense for Taiwan so that should President Xi try to take over Taiwan the same way Putin is taking over Ukraine, that there will be a huge, huge price to pay.
Abortion ban set to take effect this week in Wyoming and North Dakota have been temporarily blocked by judges in those states. West Virginia lawmakers moved ahead with their plans to save lives of babies. The final vote in the Mountain State was 69-23. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Charter Communications is losing a ton of money for not vetting one of its employees.
Charter Communications is being ordered to pay over $7 billion to the family of a North Texas woman who was killed by a company worker. A Dallas County jury issuing the punitive damage order Tuesday, which will be appealed. The jury found the company liable last month, saying the company properly failed to screen Roy Holden Jr. when they hired him. Holden was given life in prison after admitting to murdering and robbing Betty Thomas while in his charter uniform in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines announced Thursday they have agreed to a merger. This happened a day after a long-running bid by Sprint and Frontier Airlines fell apart. Under the new agreement, JetBlue would acquire Spirit for $33.50 per share in cash. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, on Newsmax overnight explains why the computer chips bill, bringing manufacturing back to the United States, is so important to our national security.
If we had not passed this bill and it doesn't get to the president's desk, there would never be another semiconductor facility built in America because every other nation is trying to lure these huge manufacturing facilities to their country. On top of that, one of your earlier stories about Taiwan, most of the advanced semiconductors in the world, not just for America, are built in Taiwan. And as we see the political activity and President Xi threaten Taiwan more and more, if Xi were to try to shut down the production from Taiwan or stop the flow of chips, whether to America or elsewhere, it would create a global depression. So this legislation is long overdue.
In the coming days, the Biden administration is expected to declare monkeypox a public health emergency. That's according to Dr. Robert Malone. The Biden administration's upcoming decision comes in the light of the World Health Organization declaring monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. Today is Peru's Independence Day. July 28th marks the Declaration of Independence from Spain in 1821. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.